town meeting's over.
Thank you.
February 22nd meeting. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Members, we'll change the order on the agenda a little bit. I'll move the post calendar for the day. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Members, we're moving now to house legal fees. Some of the resolutions we had to redo at the last minute, but we're going to take... I think we've got the... they're going to be handed out as we speak here. And so we'll wait a few seconds so members have them. We're going to do a few things. We're going to take care of the legal fees per recount per individual, but also a resolution on the front end to talk about raising the fee permitted by the House from 175 to 200. Mr. Schweitzer could come to the desk and talk briefly. I'm going to, as folks are getting their resolutions, I'm going to move the resolution R9. Mr. Schweitzer, if you want to discuss it.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Paul Schweitzer, House Controller. There are two items before you. The first one is a change in the legal fee policy. It's a policy that is on the Internet, but the proposal would change the maximum amount allowable from $175 to $200 an hour for the legal fees for under the policy. The second matter is there were four recounts. There were automatic recounts, so those the legal fees automatically then fall under the legal fee policy. The resolutions that are being the motions that are being handed out to you will reimburse the two law firms for the four recounts.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions, Representative Simon?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a question. Since I'm on this committee, am I to understand that our policy is to pay for the legal costs of the winner of the recount? Oh, it's 12.
Mr. Schweitzer.
Okay. I didn't hear a complete question. I'm sorry, but I think the question was if the policy to pay for automatic recounts.
My question was whether we're only paying for the winner.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, under the policy, the attorneys for both sides are paid. So,
sure.
Okay, so there are eight. So what you'll see is a resolution. There'll be eight motions, four for each.
Representative Tingleton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Schweitzer, I see that on the chart that we're going to be going through here with each of the motions that it's marked at $200 per hour, but it looks like the current rate is $175. So at the time that they took the project, the Rules Committee had it set at $175. So how does that work as far as why would we pay them the new rate when they took the job at the old rate?
Mr. Schweitzer.
Chairman, Representative Tingleton, and committee and members, this is not a contract of the House. So the attorneys didn't enter a contract with me that I signed. The attorneys agreed to do the work. They are aware that that we have a limit on the policy. They have a limit to 175. They billed us at a higher rate. So you're right. They were aware that we might not pay the full amount. But then it's a matter of, I guess, the individual members to either have to make up the difference or not, depending on whether or not the attorneys would waive the additional fee, the additional costs beyond the amount that the House would pay.
Representative Tingle said we periodically do raise it. The last time we raised the rates was in 2001, just for members' information. Representative Tingle said.
Just to follow up then, Mr. Chair, Mr. Schweitzer. So to go from 175 to 200 seems like a big jump. I'm thinking back a couple of weeks when we jumped the the rate for housing and other issues, and I don't recall that it was that much of a jump. How do you figure out what rate to go from, how much to increase it by?
Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, well, that really is a decision for this committee at this time. That is the first resolution before you that would raise it from 175 to 200. I think to guide you in that decision is that it has that rate has not been increased since 2001. So that since that rate, and I think the House does have contracts for legal firms at times where we have to engage in legal counsel. We haven't done that lately, but the current rate that the House would pay would be $200 an hour under that rate, and that would only be if the attorney that we have on our retainer would be willing to continue to work for that fee. So I think that is support for increasing the rate for this to what we would probably to an attorney that the House contract would pay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions? Representative Simpson.
Just new to the committee, so I'm just curious, when you look at these charges on these legal fees for the various members, there seems to be quite a discrepancy in the total amount from 2,400 to 6,200. We all have basically the same size district, so what's the basis for such a difference in the billing?
Representative Simpson, it's, to my knowledge, hours worked on the case on the recounts. And if you look, the lawyers for the Republican recounts are charged more per hour, and it seems like the DFL, the attorneys for the Democrats, worked more hours, which is where you see the discrepancy there as well. Any further questions to the R9 resolution? Seeing none, I'll renew my motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. First, I'll move the 2007 Belay resolution. Any discussion? Seeing none.
Is that our name?
Nope. It's the two. If you look in it, Representative Solberg.
Okay. I'll get the rate.
On the upper right corner, it says 2001-Belay.
Thank you.
2007, I'm sorry, -Belay. Yes. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. I'll move the 2007 Shumper resolution. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. I'll move the 2007 Gardner resolution. Discussion? Representative Magnus.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I noticed both on this one and the next one, there is quite a discrepancy in hours between the law firms. For example, on 26.75 hours versus 12 hours on this one, and on the next one, 38.25 hours versus 19.57 hours. Is some of this billed as mileage or hours on the road? I'm trying to understand more than double the hours put in, and I'm having trouble figuring that out.
Sure, and we can ask Representative Schweitzer. I just know it's customary that we handle these issues. I don't know the particulars of all the cases, but if Mr. Schweitzer has any guidance or information.
Mr. Chair, members, each of the law firms submitted detailed invoices regarding the services. In the case for Paul Gardner, I think that was the question. This one shows a total of 38.25 hours. Some of the hours are were billed at a lower rate. Perhaps it was for it isn't entirely clear. But there also are some parking fees. A couple of cases where it says a 10 recount is charged at a appears to be charged at a lower rate.
Representative Magnus?
Well, again, it's a bit confusing here. I do see they are charged at a lower rate. But again, there seems to be quite a discrepancy in the hours here, and I'm not certain if they're billing extra hours and hoping to get the $200 rate instead of the $240 they're putting in, or even the $120, because I see that is allowed fully. And it is a bit confusing to me. I don't know how the public would sort it out either. But.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, I will renew my motion on the 2007 Gardner resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, I'll move the 2007 Mason resolution.
Mr. Chair, I probably should have asked this earlier. I don't know if I missed it. These were the four races that it was within 100 votes. Is that right?
That is correct.
And so my question is then, what about the races that had recounts, or were there any that were less than 100 votes difference? Maybe there only were the four recounts. So, Mr. Chair, Mr. Schweitzer, do we have a policy? Does this say if it's automatic if there's the difference is less than 100 votes, right?
Sorry to demote you, Mr. Schweitzer.
Mr. Chair, Reverend Singlestad, and members, the House policy it says that that we will pay if an automatic recount is required. Under Minnesota Statute 204C.35, which says there is an automatic recount if it's 0.5% of the difference between the highest and between the highest and the lowest, and there were only four races that that met that criteria. All four of them. So this is based on the percentage. All four of them were less than 0.5%. And those are the races that were these four races that we're talking about.
Representative Singleton.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Schweitzer, so in your budget now for the next election, how many races are you expecting?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I think I think with this new experience, I will propose that we put in about the same amount for 2 years ago. But that will be up to this committee to approve that.
Members, try to blow away your opponents and they can save the state.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Okay. I renew my motion on the Mason resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Paulson will move the 2007 Krenke resolution. Any discussion? Representative Paulson.
Mr. Chair, just to clarify, can you give me the dollar amount that's on the Krenke resolution? Because apparently with the David's resolution, we've got two different dollar amounts and some that are being handed out. So I just want to make sure, and they're labeled the same on the top right corner. So I just want to make sure we're following right. Yeah. If you can give me the dollar amount for the Krenke.
Absolutely, and I can give you all four right now as well. Krenke is $3,939.67. Cox is $3,039.67. Wilkin, it's $2,426.34, and David's is $3,139.67. We had some incorrect numbers on a previous draft, but these are the drafts we're going to be going with. These numbers.
Yep.
I appreciate that question.
So moved.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor of the Krenke resolution, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. So Paulson moves the 2007 David's resolution. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Paulson moves the 2007 Wilkin resolution. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Paulson moves the 2007 Cox resolution. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, members. We are adjourned.